Welcome back to Revive. It's your girl POC coming live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. If you guys can hear me out there, let me know. I want to know if you guys can hear me out there. Yes, let me know. Definitely, we are back right now. It's your girl POC coming live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Oh.
Testing.
Can you guys hear me out there right now? Let me go if you guys can hear me out there right now. Nice. I can hear us loud and clear coming on timeforanawakening.com/revive. I am sitting here with the lovely brother Booker on Time for an Awakening. Go ahead and introduce yourself today, Mr. Booker. Let the people know who you are. The CEO right now of timeforanawakening.com. He is the CEO. This is brother Booker, who actually gave me the platform to start Revive right now. I'm extremely excited to sit right here next to him. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mr. Booker.
We're live today on Saturday afternoon in Philadelphia. We're at the Canaan Baptist Church at 5430 Pulaski Avenue for the Vitality Blueprint with Brother Cochise Taraksa and Brother Lionel Dixon. They're both nutritionists, authors, and filmmakers. So we're here live again at Canaan Baptist Church. I'm kind of wearing several hats today, and hosting the program is just a POC of awesome. Revive. And we're here. You'll be hearing different guests come up to the mic live. We're a live performance today, or a live broadcast. So sit and listen. You might hear something that you could use.
What do you think the people going to hear? So when it comes to these lovely gentlemen out here today who's putting on this great event for the city of Philadelphia as well as this community right now, what do you think the people are going to take from this experience? What do you think that the people are going to look for right now by listening? He's actually right now... That is Brother Cochise, correct?
No, that's Lionel Dixon.
Okay, so right now, Brother Lionel, right now, he's giving us his story about how he started and where he came from, the before and after. So do you know a little bit about his story right now?
I know that he lost over 150 pounds.
I can see from the before picture, right?
Changing his diet, incorporating exercise into his life, and changing his diet. He's an author. He has his cookbook over there for sale, and he also has his life story.
Awesome.
So he's kind of sharing those things, sharing his life's challenges and how he changed his life to add longevity and vitality to his life by losing 150 pounds. Let me see something here. Just making a couple of adjustments. Yeah, so, and Cochise is a author, filmmaker. Mm-hmm.
You can hear the crowd going live, going real live right now because what his story was about. That's exciting to see that the crowd is feeling his vibe and feeling his energy today, and they're actually supporting him on his journey, especially when it comes to this health and wellness journey. It's kind of hard for a lot of people to make sure they feel healthy because it's so much going on, like the delivery, you know, mm-hmm. instead of going to get your food, you can get it to your front door. So it's definitely great to see how much support people actually came to support him and his endeavors, as well as what's going on in his near future. And this is Brother Kochi right now as well. So what is his story?
Coach East is a former professional basketball player. He played overseas for over 12 years. Had an injury that kind of curtailed his career after the 12th year. And that kind of changed his life as far as nutrition, diet. He's a filmmaker. The popular film Urban Kryptonite. I guess it's been released now for a couple of years. There's another one in the works. I think it's two films that he's done, and the third one in the works. He's also an author. And he has an exciting life story. Being a being a professional athlete and things of that nature. And
I bet you I can still take both of y'all on the court. Bet you I can take both of y'all on the court. So definitely I'm excited to see what he has to say too, especially when it comes to athletes. You know, it's a difference. Because when you're on the court, you're doing nothing but staying in tip-top shape, making sure you are healthy at all costs, because, you know, you're putting your body on the line for the sport that you love to do. But once you stop playing that sport, a lot of things changes. You know what I mean? A lot of things change. I think that's what we see, like, you know, for example, Charles Barkley. He gained 150 pounds when he stopped playing. So Shaquille O'Neal, he got a little chubby too at the same time. So it's amazing to see how he went from being a pro athlete to now telling his story and expressing it to everyone, how he is now doing in his future endeavors as well as his future projects. I'm excited to see how this turns out. I'm excited to listen to his story as he shares it with the audience today as well. I think it's a great story for people to listen to give us motivation, because sometimes people just need the right motivation. Sometimes people just need the right motivation when it comes to staying in shape, staying you know, healthy. Because if you keep it up to yourself, you know, you keep saying, I'll do it the next day. You know, I'll do it the next day. So to have someone, you know, tell their story, give you some motivation, give you some energy of how they started and they never looked back, it's amazing, you know, amazing story to tell. How did you actually link up with the two brothers?
He's been a guest. Coach East has been a guest on the program several times on Time for Awakening. In fact, I kind of got to know him through the Urban Kryptonite video. I don't know whether you ever saw it. It's an interesting video. It has a lot of other nutritionists in it. Talks about his life. Talks about food, GMOs as opposed to, natural foods. It's an exciting video.
Awesome.
And that's how I got to kind of got to know him.
How can the people out here listening to us right now find that video? Where's that?
You can buy it at several different sites. You can go to his website, which is I think it's I Am Coach East, or just type his name in Google. Coach East to Rock Sai. Or just type in Urban Kryptonite in Google, and it'll tell you where you can get the video, both of his videos, and then he has one in the works now.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. And another thing I think that's exciting is because they're doing it with, you know, and they're innovating the game, you know, in some ways because of how they're getting things out there with different videos. When I was speaking to him, he told me he had some interviews on some motivation videos on YouTube and things like that to keep the people engaged and keep the people going. I think that's extremely important. We're actually going to do a live video with both of them. Before we let them go, we're going to do a live video with both of them. So, you know, the Time for an Awakening listening audience can definitely tune in and hear more about these brothers as well as engaging in with the Revive platform. So I think this is really exciting. I thank you for coming over here and joining us with this live broadcast. We are going to go to our next guest. So once again, I thank you, Brother Booker, for coming in and joining with me.
Yeah, I know you can hold things down tomorrow.
Definitely. So yes, we do have our next guest coming up. I'm really excited. We are Right now, we are live streaming on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live streaming on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Do not forget that the Revive Show goes live each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We are going live as well tomorrow morning. Make sure you guys stay tuned. The show tomorrow is entitled No Justice, No Peace. We will be focusing on social justice, especially with everything that's going on, all these officers being acquitted of all charges. We need to know some solutions. We need to start talking solutions and stop talking problems, because it's been the same reoccurring problem over and over and over again. So what are we going to do next to make sure that this is not going to happen again? I do always have the lovely True Heart with me as well. She is in the building today. She's helping me broadcast today on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, if you want to give us a call, you can definitely give us a call at 215-490-9832. Once again, that is 215-490-9832. Hey, True Heart, how are you doing today?
Hello, hello, hello. I am live on Revive. I feel amazing. I'm at a health and wellness event. How can you not feel healthy and well at a health and wellness event?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm excited. Definitely. Have you been listening to any of the stories from the presenters who've been coming up?
Yes. I am so energized and so motivated by their stories. And I totally, totally agree with the other speaker. When you don't know another person's story, you never know what somebody else is going through until you really sit down and have the power of communication. Guys, go check out more information at LonnieFresh.com. You do not want to miss it. And we have another young man, just like Mr. Booker said, he is giving the Vitality Blueprint. It can't get any more. It can't get better than that. I'm so, so, so thrilled and pumped up. Talk about elevate higher. I need all of them on higher level communication.
Definitely elevating higher. We're definitely elevating higher this Saturday evening. Once again, today is July 8th. We are now broadcasting on timeforanawakening.com/revive. We do have our next guest coming up on the Revive platform. What we're doing here today as well, we're giving each and every vendor an opportunity to come and showcase their platform, tell us a little bit more about what they do and how we can find some more information, their social media, their websites, what they're selling, and how amazing they are truly, you know, to the community, how they're making an impact in each and every way. So our first guest up, she's going to introduce herself today. We have...
Hey, everybody. I am Shelly Cheryl Williams, Philly's Oprah.
Awesome. Philly's Oprah.
Yes.
I'm excited to meet you. Definitely. So can you introduce yourself and let the people know a little bit about what you do?
I have been a television producer for over 25 years with Urban Expressions, Philadelphia's longest running video show. And now I do Single on a Saturday Night, which is a talk show about relationships and love and all that good stuff.
Awesome. So you do a talk show on Saturday nights. So how do you incorporate the talk show with you being a producer?
Well, I'm actually the producer and the host, though.
You got to be an independent woman, right?
Yes.
Got to make it happen. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing television for over 25 years, but the television show Single on a Saturday Night has been on for 5 years. We celebrated our five-year anniversary February 25th, and we celebrated our 25th anniversary for Urban Expression on February 25th. So that's just a big day for us.
I love your names, Urban Expression and Single on a Saturday Night. How did you first come up with Urban Expressions? That's a very creative name.
Urban Expressions, actually, I started off as an intern. So it wasn't me. It was Ed Brunson, who is the son of Dorothy Brunson. She was the first African-American woman to own a TV and radio station.
Talk about it.
Dorothy Brunson. And we have the Dorothy Brunson Foundation to really put out there. She wasn't one of those people who wanted the fame and wanted people to know, but she is the first woman to own a TV station.
That's
and
awesome.
Radio station.
In Philadelphia, what was the location?
It was on Main Street in Manayunk. It was called, okay. It was Channel 48, WGTW, TV 48.
Oh, plug.
No, it's not. This is past. She's passed away now. Now we're keeping the legacy going with her foundation.
What's her foundation? Tell us a little bit about it.
Dorothy E. Brunson Foundation. It's to operate to help people in STEM to do classes to teach
STEM.
Them about television, broadcasting, and
engineering.
Just pretty much talking about how you can come. She was a She used to pick cotton. She went from picking cotton to owning a radio station. So her story is just incredible, and we're just a part of that legacy because she allowed us to have Urban Expressions, which was the number one video show. We won Billboard Awards, Impact Awards. So it was a huge, you know, we interviewed anybody from Will Smith to everybody in the, pretty much everybody. If you're 27 and above, you've watched Urban Expressions.
So what can one catch on Urban Expressions? What is something that, you know, people would tune in to watch when it comes to Urban Expressions?
Urban Expressions was a music video show. So we highlighted everybody in Philly. We highlighted out every artist. It is pretty much our legacy now. Transitioning, when I grew up, I started doing a TV show called Single on a Saturday Night. This is like my spinoff. My adult spinoff where I get to talk about love and relationships. And since I'm single, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I've been single for a while. I'm just single. So
It's not you. You're not single. And it's definitely not you. It's because you're working. You know what I mean? When you're working, you got so much going on.
Oh, I'm not mad that I'm single.
Okay,
let's talk
about it.
I am not mad that I'm single. It is my life. It is my lot in life, and it's all good. I did Single on a Saturday Night because there was a young lady named Jade Austin. She was on Urban Expressions. She wrote a song, sang a song called Single on a Saturday Night. And God told me to do a television show called Single on a Saturday Night based off of her song. So I did. So 5 years ago, I started Single on a Saturday Night. I have a crew of people, Danielle Patterson, David Scott, David Pulley, Dr. Dave Pulley, JT, Catrice. It's like a whole host of people. Mara, Sean, we have like a whole crew. 5 years later, we do it live at The Grill, which is at 1080 North Delaware Avenue. So
okay.
we have food, we have fun, we have karaoke, and we have conversations.
Definitely. I'm definitely into the conversation. I might be there next Saturday.
Yes, yes. We do it every fourth Saturday. Every fourth Saturday, 1 o'clock, is like a day party.
Okay. So when you guys have these conversations, what typically comes up when it comes to the single conversation, that argument come up of why you single, why you don't have a man, why you don't have a girl yet?
That's funny. That was like the first show we started off. The host at that time, I wasn't the host. He said, "Why are you single?" He basically was dogging us for being single. But however, he was voted off the island because single is not a curse. It is not something bad. We're not solving a problem. Single is just, you're single. We're single. We're not married. Some of us are dating. Some of us are in relationships. But we're just
situationships.
We're just single, not married. So single is not a problem. We talk about anything that gets to me, like, I come up with the topics. It normally has something to do with my life or what I know somebody else is going through. Our last conversation was about.
So we are now speaking with, we're talking about Single on a Saturday Night. I'm excited. I'm extremely excited. We're talking with the Philadelphia's Oprah herself. Definitely, you don't want to miss this interview. We're about to get right back into it. Right now, we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, you can tune in. You can download the app or go directly to the website and just download. I'm sorry, and just search Time for an Awakening, or you can go directly to the website at timeforanawakening.com/revive. But we're going to get back to this interview with the Philadelphia's Oprah. How are you feeling? You back? You
I'm
good?
Back. I'm back. Good.
Okay. So you were telling us a little about the conversations that you guys have on your show.
The last conversation was about interracial dating, and I had real couples, real married couples, real people in relationships speaking about interracial dating. I personally have never been in an interracial relationship, but I feel like we need to learn from people who have done it. So I bring in people who have, they're married, they're in relationships. So it's not really just for single people, because how are you going to learn how to be married unless you speak to someone who's been married?
That is true.
Some of them have been successfully married. Some of them have been married, times married, time divorced, time married. You know, everyone.
So it's them. It's them.
You know, everybody has a story to tell. And in a story, you know, we all have different things. And so that's where we come together. Everyone's on different levels. Everyone's doing different things. But the common denominator is we're talking about relationships. And relationships, you had a relationship since you came out the womb. When you came out the womb, you said, "Mommy, that's a relationship."
Definitely.
So we go deep, we go in on that. So all types of relationships. Our next show, which is on July 22nd, we're going to talk about, are you ring ready?
Are you ring ready?
Are you ring ready? We have Celeste Michelle and Dr. Love. So we have people who are experts. Dr. Love wrote a book about the three things every woman needs to know about a man. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what those three, you going to tell us right now?
He's not telling me yet.
Okay, but I said, because I want to know.
you have to come out July 22nd okay. at 1 o'clock at the Grill, 1080 North Delaware Avenue. But that's what we're talking about. And Celeste Michelle, she's a relationship coach. And she's talking about, are you ring ready? And I, you know,
that's a heavy question.
I'm not even sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I am not ring ready. I still have some more growing to do, even though I've been single for a while, but I have more growing to do. I have to get more out of myself and understand that marriage isn't just about what can you do for me. It's about what we can do for each other, making each other happy. So I think I have a little bit of selfish tendency still.
I definitely do.
Until I get out of that, you know, I'm not ring ready. I'm not the cook. I'm not the homebody. I'm not that yet.
Yeah, I know for a fact I'm a little too young to even be thinking about that question, because that's pretty heavy. Are you ring ready?
Are you ring ready? I say you start now. I mean, if I'd have thought about it back in the day, maybe I would have thought about getting ring ready, because it's good to have a partner. It's good to have someone you're with. It's good to have, you know.
You think so? At a young age, you think? Especially, you know, for us, like, for example, what you do. You do a lot. I'm sure you capitalize on your 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? So by you being that working, independent woman, you're doing so many things, so many projects. Do you think, you know, you can have time to settle down at a young age?
Well, not. I don't know. It depended. When I started out, I wasn't thinking about it. But if I had thought about it, I would be more prepared, and it probably would have happened before now.
Okay.
My mind, I was doing a show that was pretty popular, and I didn't have time. You know, that was my mind. I don't got time for this. I don't have time for no man. And I'm this. I'm big. I'm big and bad. But really, if I'd have sat back and thought about it, it would have been okay to get your mind ready. It's okay to have what you want. But you can still do it. But I say, always think about what you want. Don't dismiss it. Don't dismiss it as, oh, I'm busy, I'm young. Don't dismiss it.
Okay, I'm with you. So I'm with you. So what would you recommend for someone who is in the younger stage, and like you said, we should be thinking about it? Do you have any books, anyone we should be listening to, any advice that you would give to someone other than you should be thinking about it? What's the next step that we should take other than thinking about it? Got any advice for us?
Well, what I do is Dr. Dave, he's on our show. He is the soulmate specialist, and every second Friday, I believe it is, he gathers people together to speak on the things we should be looking for to get you to that soulmate purpose, that soulmate thing. It really gets you kind of grounded. It had me starting to think about me in a different way. That's when I looked at myself and said,
okay,
maybe I'm not quite ready, but I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. It's been long enough, but... But as far as getting ready, meaning I'm saying, don't dismiss it.
Okay.
You still
okay.
do your life.
Don't
still,
run from
I
it.
See, yeah, just think about the thoughts. Like, how do you get to that point? But single on a Saturday night is for people who just want to talk about it. I feel like I've grown a lot from it. Not just from me. It's not like I'm an expert in it. I just happen to be single. But I grow a lot from people's experiences, listening to people, growing from people. And we're surrounded by people from all walks of life. We have doctors, lawyers, all kinds of people, regular people, all kinds of people, producers, TV people, just all kinds of people going together. And everyone's experience is different when it comes to single and relationships and how they grew up, whether they got daddy issues, whether they have mommy issues, whatever issues. You can learn from different people.
Definitely. So you said you guys have been doing this for the past 5 years, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you just recently celebrated your anniversary as well. So congratulations to you, definitely. So what's next? What's next for the next 5 years when it comes to single on a Saturday night?
The next 5 years, we have a big announcement on our August show.
Okay.
So that's going to be pretty interesting what happens okay. with that. Someone is making a huge announcement.
Oh, somebody ready for that ring, huh?
Somebody is making...
somebody ready for that ring.
Yo, and the thing is, I have to keep it secret.
All right, my bad.
No, but this thing, I've been keeping it for a minute, but it's August, the big day is coming. Someone makes a big announcement, so that's happening in August. We are now on internet radio show in the Philippines.
Awesome.
Global Pinoy Stream. So our show is a video, it's a TV show, but uh-huh. now it has now been taken from video to audio, and it is on Global Pinoy Stream in the Philippines.
So we can listen to you how when that drops?
It's globalpinoystream.com, and that's how you can get the, and it comes on every Saturday at 9 o'clock our time. I don't know their time, but Our time definitely is 9 p.m. They're like 12-hour difference, but it feels really
That's
good.
That's a great connection.
Right? It's really, really good to be known in the Philippines. We have some great
international
people. Yeah, DJ Marshmello, he is the station producer and everything. So, like, we have, like, really connected in the Philippines. Like,
That's
it is
amazing.
So decent. And we're on Roku, and we're on Apple TV. So, we're, like...
Okay, I see
we're,
you.
We're, like, millions of households, you know, nationally, globally. So, this is what we're doing, and I'm excited about it. I'm getting ready to do a class, a master class to teach people, like you, internet, radio shows, TV shows, how to make money doing it. Like when
I'm attending. I'm attending that class.
So we're doing a master class to introduce people to our mentors, the people I work with, and then we're going to do a 7-week boot camp where people can, you know, buy a program. In 7 weeks, you'll get 7 weeks of public speaking, sales, all things like that. And just because the people say, I don't want to be a salesperson, but you have to sell who you are to get what
where
you
you're trying to be.
So you have to. So
me and Trueheart are going to be the first ones in line. We're going to be at the door like, pick me.
Yeah, so at the end of the whole 7-week boot camp, someone will get a sponsorship.
Awesome.
So we'll have sponsors there as well. So the first thing is the introduction, which is the master class on July 17th. That's at 6:30 p.m. And then that's for anybody, internet, radio, TV producers, anybody, any mediapreneur out there who's interested in it.
Mediapreneur, I love it.
Yeah, mediapreneur out there, these people who are really, like, I learned from my mentors, which is Debbie Rohde, John Duffin. These are people who have made their mark in this thing. They're not famous, but these people know it. They've worked with Audi, Lexus, every major company ever, and they're my mentors, and they're coming to teach a class to other people. So the master class is going to be good, and then the 7-week boot camp, it's amazing. And it's and I think that's only like $200, and you're getting a 7 week of amazing people talking to you about amazing.
Gotta spend
things.
Money to make money.
Absolutely. And I'm giving you good people, you know. Normally for the last few years I keep them in the tuck, like, I don't know, I don't want nobody to get my connections, but now I'm giving out my connections, and
definitely
you get to meet
share
them.
That wealth, share that wealth. Yes, definitely. Yes. I'm excited, and I love to see that your brand is growing over time, especially since you said you've been going on for the past 5 years, how you guys were doing TV, and now, you know, people don't have a lot of cable, you know what I mean? People are not sitting down, or they don't even have enough time to sit down and watch the show. So the fact that they can just turn it on in their car through the radio now, or just go onto an app or go onto the website and just click it as they're moving, they can even run on the trail. It's why we stay here talking about health and wellness, right? Can get in the trail in the gym and listen now.
It's funny you said nobody knows your story. You know, think about it. When you think about health and wellness, I'm a plus-size woman, you know, I make no apologies for it. I'm a plus-size woman. However, I have been on a healthy journey for 4 months. I recently lost 25 pounds.
Congratulations. Thank awesome. You look amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I love your hair.
Oh, I just took my weave out. I did. I'm a weavy wonder, but I do have hair. But I just took the weave out. But people don't know that you're doing it. They say, okay, you need to lose weight. But literally, I have been on a healthy journey for 4 months, changed my eating, changed everything, 25 pounds. I work out on a consistent basis. And this is the healthy thing. That's what I do now. Like, that is, I'm living that. People talking about how your hair grew. My hair grew because I'm eating healthier. My hair grew because I'm taking care of my body. I'm drinking water. I'm doing what I have to do because I know what I want. I want to lose 100 pounds. That's my goal.
What was the hardest challenge for you so far in your 4 month journey?
I go out a lot. I go out so much that it's hard to eat the right things when you go out. But I realized I kept, like, I would have lost more than 25 pounds. In this journey, I probably lost about 50 pounds because I go to the weekend, I go out, and I gain 2 pounds or 3 pounds because I ate doing, but I mess up what I did during the week. So I did a lot of that, and it's okay, though. I didn't feel like, oh, gosh, I messed up. I felt like, that's okay. I'm going to keep going.
So what was that challenge that you know, that hurdle that you hopped over and you felt like you was that champion, like, I'm here? What was that one victory that you have so far?
The one victory is when I made it to 20 pounds.
Awesome.
That was it. I was like, I kept thinking, I gotta get it. When I made it to that 20 pounds, I announced that. I announced that 20 pounds because, you know, it's hard. I have thyroid issues. I have hypothyroid, so it's harder for me to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So when you make it, you get there to that 20 pounds, you're like, hold up.
I can keep going.
And no matter how long it takes, I'm committed to the journey. I'm committed to making sure that I am healthy because I got a lot to do. My destiny is big, so I wanna keep going. I'm gonna be healthy.
I want you to be around forever while you're getting it done, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And then I plan on having getting married, maybe having some kids, you know.
Definitely.
You know.
Tell I got a groove back real quick, right?
Hey, I can't wait.
Definitely. So by you've been working out, that means you've been doing some exercising, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. On my Instagram, you can see it all at ShellyShellUX. I post all my videos. My nephew, his name is Juan. He's been training me.
Awesome.
He's from the
keep it in the family.
He's in the Navy, and he came back. He came back from Miami to make sure I am healthy. So he makes my food. He hooks me up with the good food, and he's been training me. But all on my Instagram, you'll see the videos of me working out consistently. Now with this hair, though, that's the problem with this hair. The natural hair. I had to take a break.
To take a break?
I'm taking a break.
What you mean?
Until I get my weave
back.
That's
a bush hangout.
I'm getting my weave
back. Angela Davis, let it do what it do.
No, I'm getting my weave back.
Why?
Oh, it's official. I have an appointment on Thursday with Rasheena Stewart at Lotus Beauty Spa. I'm getting my weave back. Yes.
Definitely. So so what was that? What's that one intense workout that your nephew's putting you through? What's that one you just hate? Me, I can't do the treadmill, man. I cannot stay focused on that treadmill. I get on it for 7 minutes. I'm like, yo, am I done yet? So what's that one exercise for you that's just like, we got to do this again?
You're funny. You sound like me. I said, we got to do this again. It's the I don't know what you call it, the step-up thing. When you go into Planet Fitness, they have the thing that you have to step up and down, step up and down.
The Stairmaster.
That thing, you stepping up and down thing, I can't stand it. He said, I know it's hard. That's
Stairmaster, that's how you get that booty we all looking for.
I'm good. I could do without it, but I do it because he says, because it's hard, I'm going to keep you doing it. And because it's hard, I'm going to make you do it.
How many miles he got you on?
Well, this is not the mile thing. This is the, I don't know if you ever seen it. It's like a step.
Yeah, I know. You could do miles on the Stairmaster.
Is it the Stairmaster?
Yeah.
No, not the Stairmaster. It's like a step. It's like a step up thing.
Oh, they may. Maybe they got some new inventions. I was about to say, maybe they got some new inventions.
Wait, it's the stair step. Like, it's the stair on the ground. It's the ground, and you just kind of keep stepping up.
That's it.
True Heart of fake workout, too. She fakes workout.
Oh, I'm fake healthy. Yes, I'm the queen. I'm fake healthy. Like, yesterday, I had some pizza, and then I asked my supervisor, like, can I get this salad, too? She said, yeah. I said, okay. And then I didn't even eat the salad, so I felt terrible, but I had the pizza there. But I drank water.
I won't eat some pizza. It's
I love pizza.
I won't eat the pizza. It's just that I might eat the slice of pizza, and that might be it. Or I might get something else, but I'm not going to deny. I realize once all those different things I've done, you deny yourself. When you deny yourself, you go a little crazy, so I still have the pizza. I still have the ice cream. I still have the cake when I need it.
How you doing all this?
Because I don't eat a lot of
it's
it.
It's all about balance.
It is. It's I don't eat a lot balance. Of it. I might have a little.
I know people out here listening to y'all, right?
I have a little
don't be telling. Don't be telling them anything, you guys.
Listen, I'm not a health expert, but I have to do what works for me. And some days I need cake. Some days I need it. If I'm denying myself everything else, I need some cake some days. That's what I'm going to do.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So go ahead and tell the people where they can find you, any of your social media platforms, how they can tune into the show. If they're here in Philadelphia, I heard you are on Comcast as well here in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, Comcast 66 Verizon 29 every Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. We're on Single on a Saturday Night on YouTube. You can go to our website, singleonasaturdaynighttv.com. I am ShellyShellWilliams.com. And my Instagram is at ShellyShellUX. So you can Google me, Shelly Shell Williams, and I come up.
Awesome. That's incredible. So how can one, so let's just say, because you say you do, you go live at the grill. Can anybody come in and be a listening audience, or how does that work?
Absolutely. It is open to the public. You come in at 1 o'clock every fourth Saturday. Like I said, the next one is July 22nd at 1 o'clock. It's open to the audience. Like I said, we have a whole party. We do conversate, and then we talk about, and then we sing.
Y'all singing. Get the electric slide popping.
We got some music. We do karaoke. You know, I'm thinking about what my karaoke song is for this week. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Think it.
All right. Awesome. And once again, go ahead and read off that social media for us as well, because we're trying to follow you on social media right now.
At Shelly Shell UX.
awesome. Make sure you can follow Revive on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC as well.
Revive.
Thank you. And I enjoyed you today here on Revive as well. Your interview was amazing. You gave so much energy. You was incredible.
Thank you.
I'm definitely going to tune into the show, and I'm going to spread word so my friends and family can tune in as well as the listening audience. I'm sure they loved your energy. They loved your interview. I'm sure they're going to make sure they tune in as well.
Thank
and
you're going
to get that next, 22nd of July? I'm going to pack the house for you. I got you. I'm going to pack the house for you. We're going to have some conversations.
We're going to be dancing
and singing. Yes, definitely. Sing on a Saturday night. Make sure you guys be there July 22nd at The Grill, right? What's the address
for us? The Grill, 1080 North Delaware Avenue, across from Sugar House, right next to the 7-Eleven.
Awesome. Thank you, Oprah.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. So, yeah, Trueheart, how are you feeling today? Based on the interview we just did, what did you take from that?
Shelly's show is amazing. She got on the mic and said, hello, I am Philly's Oprah. Talk about
witty, right?
Oprah is everybody's aunt. Aunt, grandma, mom, she is everything. But Shelly's show gave me so much life. I'm thinking about the gym right now. I'm thinking about a mediapreneur.
That was. I'm gonna take that one. I'm taking that mediapreneur. I'm letting you know. I'm putting that in my vocabulary right there. I'm gonna come a mediapreneur. I'm gonna make sure
it.
I continue to network with Shelly Show as well. I'm trying to get in that listening audience.
I'm trying to get in the master class.
We was gonna be in that class no matter what. So she said it. We are educators. You know what I'm saying?
Urban Expression clearly has the media. The realm of media on lock. So that's a network we have to tap into, BOC.
I'm sure we are, because we trying to get that sponsorship. She said at the end of somebody gonna get that sponsorship. But you know, we gotta pay them bills. We gotta keep the lights on.
Hey, what's up? Hello. My name
so
is Shure.
Definitely. I shout out once again to Shelly Shell and what she's doing with Single on a Saturday Night. Make sure you guys tune in. Make sure you guys go follow her platform as well. So once again, we are live broadcasting. What's the name of the church again?
One moment, please.
Oh, it's Cain. It's Cain. I'm sorry. It's Cain.
It's Cain Baptist.
Cain Baptist.
I'm sorry.
Church.
I had a brain
Cain
fart.
Cain Baptist Church. Man, that's why we got a team. We got a team. We good. So it's Cain Baptist Church. We are live broadcasting down here. We are letting the people know what's going on there right now. They are talking about health and wellness. The address, if you want to come down to attend, your Trueheart, what's the address?
5430. Pulaski Avenue. We're broadcasting live. Guys, you do not want to miss everything. The people are here. We have vendors. We have speakers. We have everything, making sure that you are healthy, you are well, and the Revive team is here. So anywhere the Revive team is, that's where you need to be.
You know what time it is. Yes, definitely. We are down here. Yo, you got to spell Pulaski.
Pulaski
is. You gotta spell that, man. You're gonna play it on 5430 Pulaski. Come on. Ain't nobody know how to spell Pulaski.
You know my
Pulaski.
Little Achilles the beat. So Pulaski is Pulaski.
Avenue. Make sure you guys come down. If you are in Philly right now, definitely come down and support the Revive platform. We do have our next guest coming up on the Revive platform as well, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of guests coming up. We're also going to get some of the listening audience to tune in with us as well to see how they're taking from the different speakers and the different vendors that they're seeing. We do have a vendor right here next to me. I want to make sure she gets on the mic and introduces herself as well. Who do we have right now?
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Sadina Davis from Create the Look Agency. How's everybody doing out there?
Yeah, how's everybody doing out there? So go ahead and tell the people a little bit about what you do.
Well, we are a promotions and marketing company located off of 54th and City Avenue. We've been doing promotions and marketing for over 20 years now. We promoted everything from Tyler Perry movies. We've done Just Right. We do national and local promotions, BET Awards, Stella Awards, different local businesses around the Philadelphia and Tri-State area.
Awesome. So you do marketing?
Yes, we do. We do digital marketing, social media. We do street team promotions. So if you have a business and you want to get your word out about your business, we do flyers. And we also do digital distribution for product sample. We do samples for product companies and stuff. So if you have a product that you're trying to get out into stores or you're trying to get out into the neighborhoods or to consumers, we have a team to go out and hand out your brand. Because our slogan is, we make your business everybody's business.
Awesome. I actually graduated with a business marketing degree as well. Marketing is pretty hard. It's a tough industry to tap into. How did you actually tap into the industry of marketing?
Well, years ago, I was doing radio. I was, like Shelly was talking about, I was interning at Power 99 FM. I was helping Sean and them when they go out and do PSAs at William High School. Went around with them at different events. And then I started doing radio shows. I did WTMR. I also had my own radio show, WPEB 88.1. And so we were, I was able to tap into different people that were in the industry to work with them, like Fred Blaine from Gospel Highway. And then I met Sherry Johnson from Supreme Company Team. I met Shelly from Urban Expressions. I met her years ago in the gallery. That's a long story, but we but from there, my love is to touch people. My love is for people, and I love to network and socialize. So the Lord gave me Create the Look, and we birthed the brand. We actually promote salons, barbershops. We do a ton of staffing for different businesses, and we also promote businesses. So I love what I do. I do it all day long.
I'm trying to get like you. I want to wake up and say, I love what I do. I love what I do. I love what I do. Because that brings you energy in the morning. That makes you actually want to go out there, motivate the people, and engage with the people, and make sure the people know about what you're trying to do. You
That's
know,
right.
And when you actually go to talk to people, you're actually happy. You're smiling. You're cordial. You know, you want to actually be around people. You know what I mean? You know, some people get so, because they don't like what they do, they get so upset. They don't want to be around nobody at the end of the day. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yes.
So that's amazing to know that you love what you do.
I'm so glad that I met you guys. Like, it's exciting just to be here. Opportunity to talk with you on air and talk with the people out there. Hello, everybody.
Definitely. So how long have you guys been in business? Get the look.
We've been in business since 2003. Our office is located off of 54th and City Line Avenue. God has blessed us with that location. We actually moved. I was really sad about the move, but then God opened up a door for a bigger space and also a bigger place. So I was like, thank you. So we're off of 54th and City Line Avenue off of Winfield. So we're right behind St. Joseph University, and we've been there for about
a good 10 years.
Mm-hmm. We've been there for about 10 years. We do marketing events. We do business events. We do it all. And actually, Shelly has an event coming up about the blueprint of your brand. So I don't know if she had tapped in on it.
She definitely did. I told her we was going to sign up for that, too.
Okay, yeah. So she's phenomenal, phenomenal woman, been in the business industry. I've learned so much from her and working with her and Sherry, learning just how to get out there nationally. But, you know, I've had clients that I've gotten on Roland Martin's show. Pharrell Lawrence from Do You Trust Your Best Friend. I worked with T-Bai, Sean Blakemore, Melissa Morgan, just different artists that have come through. I also work with Bruce Carson from Old School Entertainment, and we've done a lot of shows that we put together with artists, old school artists and stuff like that. So it's been a phenomenal year, you know, working with Big Sky and just Remy Martin and just different companies and just representing their brand and stuff with different events that we do.
That's awesome. And you said since 2003. That means you guys been in the game. You some pioneers. You guys got the blueprint for real.
Yeah, we learned. You know, we have our Earl Harvey from Professional Black News. He was he's a definite pioneer. He has a newspaper out. He's been out for forever, and he is like one of the big wigs in the game. And he is just phenomenal. He introduced me to a lot of different important people. Also, Bruce Webb from Webb's Department Store down on Ridge Avenue. He is a phenomenal person. He's introduced a lot of people to different celebrities and stuff like that and how to get your brand out there. So we have some legends that we are trampling from, you know what I mean, to be who we are. And we're hoping that from us that we can pass it along to other people.
I love that. I love your movement. And it sounds like you guys are really out here kicking down some doors and making things happen.
Yes, yes, yes. And for my salon owners out there, just to let them know that, you know, we do have a membership card coming up for consumers so that way they can get discount brands for wherever they go, whether they're getting locks, whether they're getting braids, whether they're getting their hair done, whatever they're doing, from blow dry to curl, cut, whatever, just the end product. So what we're doing is we're just basically having a membership card so that they present the Create the Look membership card and they can actually get discounts at different salons, at beauty product stores, or movie tickets, or whatever else that they're, you know, we're affiliated with. So it's a movement, and you know, our membership cards will be available next month. So we're just hoping that people will adapt to that, and it'll just keep growing nationally.
Definitely. So since you've been in the game for a very long time, so you named a lot of different companies that you work with. What is that one company that you just cannot wait to work with again? And what is that one company?
I have the three S's. We all work together, Shelly, Sherry, and myself. Sherry promotes the gospel side. Shelly promotes the urban side. And I do more of the beauty industry. But I would say Iris from Knight's Beauty Supply. She is a phenomenal woman. She's a woman.
She's located in Philly?
Yeah, she's off of Stinton Avenue, Stinton and Washington Lane. She's with Black Owned. They are Black
awesome.
Owned.
Support
Knight's
them.
Beauty,
support the Black Owned businesses yes. always.
Knight's Beauty Supply, and they are a phenomenal organization. So they've been around for over 25 years, and they have all the professional products for salon owners and for consumers. So I just tell people to go out and support.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys need to support Sedina and Iris. I really hope that you can make that connection within the next 6 months, before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Speaking into existence, you're gonna make it happen. If not, the next 6 months, we're gonna aim for January.
Right.
Because you have a great, great, great agency.
Oh, thank you. Create the Look is all about you. It's all about beauty. It's all about expressing yourself, being who you are. Being open to different things, opportunities. We also do staffing for salons and barbershops and businesses. So if you're in need of that, all you have to do is call our office and we will send a representative to help put together a package to help fill the seats at your salon or barbershop. So we do that as well.
Awesome. So do they already have to have, like, their license and whatnot? Or
yeah.
Do you guys help them to get that?
Well, we prefer that you have it. We'll send you to the schools that do have the, like, Empire or Jean Madeline. So forth. There's a couple schools in the Northeast that you can go to, but we prefer people with a license, because sometimes you can come in and get credits working with different salon owners if you come under their umbrella, but we prefer that you have a license so that way you can get your clientele and build your clientele up.
That's awesome. I actually work with young people on a daily basis, and a lot of them want to do hair, cosmetology, but I'm going to just really continue to tell them to keep going, because there's agencies like this that will honestly help you find placement and find jobs and employment and just be that best, be the best person.
Well,
honestly,
I say to anybody that wants to start in the beauty industry, find what your niche is, find out who you are, because a lot of times people come in the industry, but they really don't know how to speak to their clients, how to address their clients when they come in. Mm-hmm. It's not all about you. It's about them. And as soon as they walk
customer
in their door,
service
the
is
customer
important.
Yes, it is very important. So, like, we're coming up with a session to teach them about etiquette and how to make your clients feel comfortable and want to come back and spread the word about your business. So we're going to start that in September. Where we have classes and so forth. But it's more about knowing, gravitating to what will grow you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest about, you know, we're taught in the industry to just be a worker bee. And, you know, you go to college, you know, you get through high school, go to college, and then you just have this job.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to build you. You have to find out what makes you happy. And you have to build from that.
So What's new? Like, what's can we look for in the future when it comes to Create the Look? What can the people look out to see?
Oh, wow. We got a lot of stuff going on. We have different events that we will be. You can actually call us at 215-868-2121, or you can visit us on the web at www.createthelookagency.com.
Tell it again. I'm saying it. You was talking a little fast. They probably didn't catch the last four.
Oh, sorry. It's www.createthelookagency.com. or you can reach us at 215-868-2121. That's 215-868-2121. We'll definitely be in your neighborhood. We have a lot of events that we'll be going to in Philadelphia. They actually have Showtime at the Apollo on Monday. I didn't know if you knew that.
Where?
Yeah, it's going to be at 4900 Germantown Avenue at the Stanton Park. I'm actually going to give you the information.
Please do.
They're going to have free crabs and
free crabs?
Free crabs, food. They're going to have gifts. They're doing music, yeah, entertainment, and Apollo.
They might not know what Philly look like if they coming out here giving out free crabs.
Yes.
They tripping. When everybody gonna be in that park.
I was like, yo, I'm up in there. So yeah, so we're all around Philly. We put together events ourselves. I just did a real estate event to help people about their credit and restoring their credit and about buying their first home. So I just
that's awesome.
Yeah, because a lot of us don't realize what our credit score can do for us.
So you juggling many hats.
Yeah,
you juggling many hats. You don't just wear one hat.
No. If you know, you got to be multi streams of income.
So when you say create
indeed.
The look, you mean literally create the look.
Yeah, you don't create everything. Yes.
I love it. How did you come up with the name Create the Look, though?
Create the Look came by, you know, the Lord had gave it to me. I was working with Shelly and Sherry. Always wanted my own company. And I love the beauty industry. So I just, all of a sudden, it just came in my head, Create the Look. And it stuck. And people actually vibe to it because it was like, oh, Create the Look. Okay. So sometimes when I go out, I have to remember I'm representing my brand. Like, I got to dress up and stuff like that. But people know that it's a multi-level business, you know, as far as we have different things that can help grow your business. Because we're about helping each other. We also do outreach ministry, too. I didn't forget to mention it. We feed the homeless once a month, and we work with other companies around Philadelphia to help with homelessness. So we
awesome. I would love to help you guys with that. I love getting involved in the community, especially community projects that can help, you know, other people in their living situations. I would definitely love to link up with you guys about that.
Okay, yeah, because we definitely need it. You know, it's expensive to go out there and feed people once a month. And we go out to downtown in the city and feed people. We give them snack bags to help them with food and wash. And then we go down Frankfurt. And then there's a place called Tent City that people don't know about at 29th and Market. And they have people that are living in tents, children and families. And it's really sad because some of them don't even have toothpaste or toothbrushes.
Talk about it.
Yeah, so we're just asking people to, you know, reach out and touch someone. We know that there's people that's frauds and do bad things and stuff, and we don't know why they're on the street. But you know who God is. And the thing is if you know who God is, you know that God, that's your blessing coming. So you give out of your heart, not because of what you think you know about that person. If you have it, give it. If you don't, okay. But don't, if you have a dollar in your pocket, give it. If you have a food that you just purchased, you know, because many times we have purchased food and we just gave it because we saw somebody in need because we know that they need it. I don't need to eat it. I'm here at the weight loss thing trying to find out what's going on.
Health and wellness, right?
Definitely. You're blessed to be a blessing. I think that's something that's really underrated. You just have to keep going. But if God gives you a blessing, why not pass it on? So then that person can continue to pass it on. You just never know the ripple effect that they might have.
Yes. And I'm really excited about being here because the Vitality Blueprint is just something that we need to know. You know, I had lost 130 pounds before, but I gained 70 back. And that was due to stress and, you know, just not paying attention to my body. And now I'm back on track trying to lose weight now. So next year, y'all see me, you know. Oh, that's the demon.
I'm going to see you on Monday with these crabs.
Oh, yeah,
sitting right next to each
other.
I'm going to see you in 2 days.
Yes. Yeah, you ain't lying because I'm definitely going to be up in front and stuff.
With some extra Old Bay on the side, right?
Definitely. So can you go ahead and tell the people where they can find you one more time, the telephone number, the address, so they can pull right up on you, any of your social media outlets and things like that?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat as Sadina Davis. That's Sadina Davis, Davis. Or you can find me on LinkedIn at Create the Look agency.com. I'm on there. Also, too, you can check us out on the web at www.createthelookagency.com. Or you can email us at C as in Cat, T as in Tom, L as in Larry, promo, PROMO at AOL.com. So that's CTL promo at AOL.com. And the phone number, again, one more time, is 215-868-2121. So if you have a company or you have a product or you want to help us with our outreach or be a part of our street team, because we're always hiring for street team workers, you can reach us at the office. We're located on 54th and City Line, off of 54th and City Line Avenue, at 54th and Winfield. And again, the phone number is 215-868-2121. And I'm so thankful to be on your show. I really like between us ladies. Y'all are really phenomenal. Y'all keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate you too. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you sharing your platform with us and telling us some information. I hope my listening audience is definitely listening and tuning in.
Yes.
I want to make sure that, you know, they continue to support you as well. So thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
I'll see you Monday.
So, yes, that wraps up another beautiful interview today at this community event that we are attending. We are live broadcasting right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You can also go to Tune In and search Time for an Awakening, or download the app and search for timeforanawakening.com. Yo, Trua, how did you feel about that? Create the look.
Talk about branding. Honestly, talk about a powerful name. Create the look. As soon as I saw the poster, I said, I have to know more. I need to know more. And the fact that they're not all about, you know, just promo, they give back to the community. And, you know, one thing that I love to do through higher level communication, just like I stated before, you're blessed to be a blessing. Continue to give. And that's just one thing that stood out to me. And the fact that she's not doing it by herself. She said there's Shelly, Zadina, and Sherry.
She called it the Triple S.
Talk about a powerhouse. But that's why it's really, really important to get around like-minded people and just build your team, who not only necessarily want the best for themselves, but want the best for you as well. So that's what stood out most about her interview. How about yourself?
I just loved her energy. Honestly, she talked about her journey. She's been in business since 2003. That's amazing. That's mm-hmm. You know, legit. When you could say over 10 years,
because people honestly don't get past the first year, let alone 10.
And one thing that she said also that stood out to me is like I just love what I do, and it's so hard nowadays to actually find, you know, a job and occupation that you actually love to do. And that's why a lot of people out here are chasing their dreams each and every day, because they don't want to work for nobody else. They want to love what they do. They want to find that one thing that makes them happy, their niche, so they can create, you know, generational wealth for themselves, as well as their family going forward. And just, you know, telling people follow their success, following their dreams, it's important. And when other people support you in that, it's a ten times more amazing feeling, or a better experience, I should say, when someone else is supporting you in your dream. Definitely.
Yes, indeed. There's always powers in numbers. If you can gather people around to have that same vision and keep that one goal in mind, it's much more powerful than you doing it by yourself.
Yes, and that's what you were saying about having a team. Definitely having a team. It's important that we have a team. And I cannot wait till we get back on the air tomorrow and talk about, you know, what we're going to do with the Truth Series. What are you going to be talking about on the Truth Series tomorrow?
The Truth Series is entitled The Puzzle of Peace. The Puzzle of Peace. We're going to talk about finding your peace, protecting your peace, and just maintaining peace through the storm. You guys do not want to miss this Truth Series. And it's going to be right in line with our show, No Justice, No Peace. So I'm focusing more so on the peace aspect. But honestly, guys, I'm so fired up, especially from this event. I love great energy. I love great vibes and just being around great people. So all of this energy I will maintain and keep up, because I cannot wait to get on the mic tomorrow for the Truth Series.
Definitely. And I want you guys to tune in, that we're going to have some great guests coming on the Revive platform tomorrow. Make sure you guys stay tuned right now. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com. We have our next guest coming up on timeforanawakening.com/revive as well. Once again, we are live. broadcasting at this community church in Philadelphia today. It's amazing to see the turnout here today. We have a lovely, we have lovely vendors. We have a lot of information. We have lovely guests, amazing guests. Honestly, they're talking about their stories, telling people their stories, and telling people just, you know, stay healthy when it comes to your wellness. Honestly, you got to definitely stay healthy when it comes to your wellness. We do have our next guest coming up today. I cannot wait to get on the mic with them. They're going to be talking about some health and wellness. They're going to give us some advice on how we can definitely stay healthy, especially today with these Uber Eats and stuff going on. Got the Grubhub, you know, it's just so many distractions of how you can be unhealthy. You got, you know, processed food. You got double quarter pounds of cheese for a dollar. It's so much that, you know, can distract us from making sure that we live that healthy lifestyle right now. So to have some people out there who are, you know, living in a healthy lifestyle to express how amazing it is to have a healthy lifestyle and how beneficial it is as well to have a healthy lifestyle, that is incredible. Definitely. So we do have our next guest coming up. I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Revive Platform.
Hello, how are you? My name is Kimberly. I'm from Total Life Changes, and I'm talking about the Detox Tea, which is one of our flagship products. It is a gentle detox. It has 9 different herbs.
You also have someone sitting next to you. Let her introduce herself as well.
Sorry. Here is my mother-in-law, which is Cassandra Medley.
Yes. Hi, I'm Cassandra Medley. I'm from Total Life Changes Health and Wellness Products. I'm an independent business owner. My daughter and I both are into the sales of detox tea, and we have Delgada coffee that also helps with weight loss and appetite suppressants.
I love it that you guys are keeping it in the family. You got to create that generational wealth. You know what I mean? That's what we're trying to do. So go ahead and finish what you were saying. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So we have our flagship item, which is called the detox tea. There are 9 different herbs here, which are pomatum leaves, holy thistle, melva leaves, marshmallow, blessed thistle, papaya, myrrh, chamomile, and ginger. And all of those items there have specific things that it does. This is a gentle detox tea, which is good for cleaning your upper and lower GI. It cleans your liver, your kidney, your blood. Also, we have something called the emi oil, which I really like. My husband is a barber, and he's on his feet a whole lot, where it causes inflammation in his ankles. It causes he gets a lot of pain. He said, "Babe, could you really just rub my feet?" And what I do is sometimes I just massage the emu oil inside on his skin, and he's actually doing pretty good. It's really good. He likes it. Some of his clients had, it's good for eczema, dry skin, psoriasis.
What is it made out of?
It's made out of, it's a pure 100% emu. It's from the fat of an emu bird. It's kind of looks like a little ostrich, but it's smaller than an ostrich. It's 100% organic, pure emu oil.
Wow, that's different. I never heard of emu oil. Where does that come from, though? Is that something that's created here in the United States? Like, where do we find that?
Well, you can find that. Well, you can go on our website, but actually, they went different places to find to get the emu and got the fat from the emu. That's one of the ways they do that. Yeah.
Okay, that's incredible. So how do you guys incorporate it into your brand? I know you said that you use it on your husband because of, you know, what he was having problems with his feet, but how do you incorporate that into your brand because you guys are talking about losing weight?
Well, the detox tea is not a losing weight. Let me make that clear. It's not to lose weight. We always say one of the things we do say is you can lose 5 pounds in 5 days. The way to do that, you have 28 feet of intestines. And you have this sludge in your body where it gets that sludge out of your intestines, and it could be up to 5 pounds or even more. It can be up to 5 pounds and five pounds in 5 days you can lose by getting that sludge out of your intestines. We have more than that. The emu oil is in the skin industry. We have the detox tea. We have, that's the health and wellness. Then we have the coffee, gourmet coffee. My mother-in-law can talk more about that, but there's different industries in Total Life Changers.
Awesome. So the coffee, the tea, and then you said a drink too, right?
Yes, which is Nutriverse, and my mother-in-law will tell you more about that.
Okay. Go ahead and explain it to us.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Before you get started, do you guys have any social media or anything right now so we can make sure we mention you, who are we live with right now?
Okay. Right now, my name is Cassandra Medley. I'm the Total Life Changes Consultant. My website is www.totallifechanges.com/Cassandra Medley. My email is thomasn96freeman@gmail.com. And my phone number is 215-275-5929. Want to give you one.
And my name is Kimberly Medley. You can reach me on social media on Kimberly Medley or shop.totallifechanges.com/K Medley. I have an IBO number if you would like. It's 710-7291. And my number you can reach me is 267-600-2771. You can reach me there. And if you would like to inbox me on my message, you can do that as well. If anything, you can go on Facebook.
I was just going to ask. So you're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or just Facebook?
I'm on Instagram as well.
Okay.
I'm K-Love.
Awesome. You got to put some flavor on it sometime, you know?
Yes.
Definitely. So go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the tea, the drink, and the coffee.
Okay. Now I'm going to talk to you about our flagship product, ISO tea, we have the type that you steep, and then we have the instant on the go.
Got to get you right.
All right.
Right.
I hear you. The instant on the go is one pack of tea into your 16-ounce bottle of water. Shake it up, and you're on the go, and start detoxing. The detoxing takes care of all the parasites that we know that we have. You don't realize it, but you have it in your colon. We have a lot of sludge and extra waste that this helps to get out of your system. Now, we also have a fantastic vitamin that is called Nutriverse, which was created by our CEO and founder, Jack Fallon, in his basement 17 years ago. It is a liquid vitamin that goes directly into the system, and believe me, it works. I take it every day, my husband, my daughter, everybody. It's a family affair. We love it. We also have Delgada coffee. It's an instant coffee, and it's the type of thing that you just take and you put it into your cup, have hot water, and you add your own little sweetener and cream. And you still have an appetite suppressant going on. We have the chaga mushroom in this coffee, and it helps to suppress the appetite. Believe me, I don't eat my cake like I used to because I drink my Delgada coffee. We have so much to offer you. As my daughter was telling you about the MU oil, it's 100% certified by the government. We are in over 150 countries. We are worldwide. We're global. Yes, we would love to have you join us. We're looking for independent business owners. We have a fantastic compensation plan available for you.
Awesome. So you were talking about detox. Go ahead and explain that to us, you know, for someone who may not know exactly why detoxing is important. But explain first, what is a detox? What is detox, and how can it actually help you, you know, in your lifestyle?
Okay, see, this is what people don't understand. Detoxing is not just to lose weight. It is to clean your upper and your lower colon, your liver and your kidneys of toxins that we breathe in every single day. We breathe it in, and we sometimes don't even realize that it's accumulating in our bodies. We think we're going to the bathroom naturally, but we're not going as much as we really should to get rid of some of the extra waste that's there sitting and becoming toxic in our bodies. That's what detoxing is.
So why, based on everything you just said, I love the breakdown, but based on everything you just said, why is it extremely important that, you know, people make sure that they do it, and how often they should do it as well?
Okay, well, people should do this to help your health, to keep you from accumulating parasites, as I said, that would attach to your colon and make you sick. A lot of times we have flus and things. We think that we're just, oh, I'm just coming down with the flu. Well, you know, a lot of times you have something that's making you sick in your body. You need to clean your system out. And IASO Detox Tea does that for you. And as I say, we've made it convenient. We also have on the go.
So how often should someone participate in detoxing?
Well, when you first start, you should drink 2 8-ounce glasses of this tea per day to get your system cleaned out, and have 5 to 7 days to get this out, to see the results of this. That's why we say you can lose 5 pounds in 5 days, because it gets rid of all the fluids, too, that is backed up in our systems. And sometime in the summertime, I myself, and I see a lot of people retain fluid more. And this helps to get rid of that out of your system. You don't have to do this every day. Once you get to the weight that you would like to be, or feel as though, well, I don't need the tea this week, but keep it on hand. Believe me, you need it.
What are you guys recommending for people when it comes to drinking your tea, your beverage, and your coffee? How do you recommend it?
Okay, we recommend, as I said, we have the IASO flagship product, which is a tea that you boil and you steep it for 4 to 8 hours. Sometimes we recommend longer than that to let it steep. And you pour it into a gallon of water, and you drink off of that twice a day, 7 days a week.
Awesome.
You should do it with your milk. When you do it with the lunchtime, you do it with your meal, the 8-ounce cup, and then you're going to do it with lunch with the 8-ounce cup. And you have an option. You can do 4 ounces with that, and you do that for a total of 5 days until the gallon's complete.
Okay.
And it's going to be under 2,000 calories that you should eat a balanced meal.
Okay. So one thing when it comes to detox that I know scares me, and maybe a lot of people out there as well, it always sends you running to the restroom, you know, the laboratory. So when it comes to your guys' detox, am I about to do the same thing? What is going to be, how is it going to come out?
One thing I want to say, it's not a laxative, so it's not going to have you run. It's so natural, you're not going to even realize that I'm really going to the bathroom.
Okay.
The funny thing is, I worked with a chiropractor, and he took the tea, and he's like, you know what, I wasn't really sure it wasn't working. Can I do another one? I said, sure. But what I noticed with myself, it was so natural. It was like, oh, my gosh, I really didn't know I had this much in me. So it's a gentle detox. It won't have you run into the bathroom. Yes, it will completely clean you out, but it's not going to have you running back and forth to the bathroom. It's a natural way of doing it.
Awesome. So what are some of the testimonies that you guys received so far, since you guys been in business?
Well, I know my daughter probably is going to tell you about it. I'm going to start it because my son is a barber. And he sells the tea as well. He's an IBO with Total Life Changes. And he has a customer that has lost, what was that, Kimberly?
Oh, by the way, 20 pounds.
Awesome. From the tea or the coffee?
Just the tea.
Awesome.
He just did the tea. He actually had a friend who he was a little nervous. I think he was in his 50s, and this guy had to go under some type of... we're here to get a port. Here to go for, what do you call it? I can't remember.
That was his friend.
His friend had to go under some things. He was a little afraid. He said, look, I really need to lose some weight. And he kind of sat in my husband's chair for the first time. And he said, you know, I think I might have something that you can use. He said, let me give you this tea and, you know, you try this. And we went over all the instructions with him on based on how to do it. And he said he didn't even realize he lost all that weight. He lost 20 pounds, and his wife said, you are losing weight. Matter of fact, it was a friend. He said, you on that weight loss thing? He said, no, I ain't doing nothing. And come to find out, he got on the scale, and it was 20 pounds down.
From the tea. Awesome.
Just from the tea.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. So you guys didn't have any testimonies of yourself? Or are you guys drinking the tea and the coffee too?
Yes. You want to talk about the coffee?
Yes. Well, I am a product of the product. I don't sell anything unless I have tried it myself. And I got on the tea because I knew I needed to get rid of some of this sludge in my colon. And I'm still on my weight loss journey. But within a week, I lost 10 pounds. I'm sorry, my 5 pounds. And then the next week, the two-week period, I lost 10. So it does help you to get rid of the weight out of your system, which is a lot of backup. I also love the Delgada coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. And I said, I need to do something to suppress my appetite because we all can say, oh, I want to lose weight. Yeah, you do. But how do you curb that good old appetite? How do you walk past those sweets that I love at ShopRite and not buy the cake? Hey, I drink my one cup. That's all it takes of my Delgada instant coffee. And it really helps suppress my appetite.
And it burns 300 calories.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Burning the calories. And in the meantime, I'm starting to try to get this waistline back.
That is amazing. Definitely amazing. I'm trying to lose 20 pounds, too.
I
might have to stop past y'all table real quick.
y'all got samples over there, right, of the tea? Okay, I think I might have to try some
definitely
out.
Definitely going to stop at y'all lovely table. I was just telling you guys when I first met you, I love your table setup. You guys look like you took your time. Definitely shout out to the table setup. We're going to definitely get a picture and put that on our social media, too, as well. But you said that you do some consulting. You're a consultant. So how do you guys actually do the consulting? Is it live? Is it something we watch online? Do you guys come to people's homes? How does that happen?
Okay, well, what we do.
I love the family interaction right
yes,
there.
Yeah. Well, she's going to tell a little bit about what she does as well. What we do, we offer our services at tea parties. If
smart,
you want to have a
smart
private tea party at your home, we're there. And we do the same type of setup that we have presented here today for the individual. And you just invite your people, and we come with the ISO tea samples for everyone to try and our setup for of products that they can purchase and order online.
We're also, like we said, we were global, so there could be people from Trinidad. You can be anywhere. And we also do Zoom.
Awesome.
So we do Zoom. We do Facebook Live. We do all those type of things. We even have meetings at times. We do where people can get educated. We're going on our way down to the Unified at Atlanta, Georgia, where there is
awesome
an event where we're having. This is our final event for the Unified of Total Life Changes. Where we'll get training, we'll get announcement, people will get rewarded. And so many things have been going on, but it is our job as an IBO is to help the next person. That's the only way we get paid and the only way we can help, but we have to help the person that is under us. It's not the person who is on top.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. And I also want to bring up again that we do events at churches or anywhere of your choosing. Okay, we do events.
Yes. So just to give an example, we did an event over there in Secaucus, New Jersey. They had a hair event that was very, very successful. There are so many different events. We have lined up about 50. They have a health and wellness down at Philadelphia. There are so many more that we'll be doing all the way up to October. Well, we'll just share our information and we'll just share the knowledge of the products that we sell and that we have to offer for the people for health and wellness.
So when it comes to doing these events, so do I link with you guys online? Do the number that you gave me, I call? How do I actually sign up for, you know, an event or a tea party?
Okay, well, you would definitely, you can contact me, Cassandra Medley, at 215-275-5929. You can reach me on social media. I'm Cassandra Medley. And you can reach me there or you can inbox me on Messenger. Also, my web.
That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Just Facebook for me.
Okay.
That's Cassandra. But if you want to have an event, the telephone number I just gave you, and my email is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, N as in Nancy, the number 96, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, at gmail.com.
Awesome. So are you guys providing the space for the people, or do they provide their own space? How does that work?
Oh, well, they provide their own space. We come with the products and presentations.
Okay.
And answer any questions that their guests would have.
How long is the presentation during the tea party?
Roughly about 45 minutes or so, maybe about an hour.
And you
but
guys
they
are just
have
explaining,
gone longer.
You guys are just explaining what's going on with the product and how it can help you and things like that?
Mm-hmm. And they also taste. They taste it. I mean, okay. We can also offer to taste the Nutriverse, the vitamin, which is a liquid vitamin, or, you know, the Delgada coffee or the tea.
Awesome.
Right.
So,
and we do retail when we do these presentations, and you can purchase some of the products on site,
right.
But we are an online business.
Okay, and the website that you just gave us is where we will find most of the information in the product.
Exactly.
Awesome. And you guys said you were global. So is this something that you started yourself, or this is something that you picked up? How did you guys actually get involved? And once you did get involved, how long have you guys been in business doing this?
Okay. Well, I got involved through my daughter and my granddaughter, Christina, who was already working in the business.
Awesome.
And I saw their results.
I love your family business, man.
Yes.
You guys are amazing. That's motivation right there, really, truly.
But Jack Fallon, who was our CEO, who created Total Life Changes 17 years ago, is the one that we're all under.
Okay, awesome. How long have you guys been doing this, though?
Oh, I just started. I started doing this January of 2017.
You would never tell. You confident. When you speak,
yeah.
You confident. I love your energy on the mic, too. You know what I mean? I'm Cassandra once again.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Thank
definitely.
You.
So how long have you been in business?
I've been here August of 2016, and I really started kicking off then.
So do you both love what you do? Is this something that you wake up every morning and say, I extremely just love what I do.
Yes.
I want to make sure I touch someone today. I want to make sure I motivate someone in the right direction so they can stay healthy and things like that?
Yes.
Yes, I do, because I am a rheumatoid arthritis victim. The condition doesn't have me. I have it because the Total Life Changes products helps to keep me healthy.
And just to add, I had IBS, it started last year. Didn't know.
You gotta explain that to me. I'm not sure what that is.
IBS is an irritable bowel syndrome where your intestines go into a spasm. And this happened to me last year. I didn't kind of know what was going on. I have a niece of mine who, like I said, we're under her. Her name is Christina Detulis, Hill Detulis. She is a fireball. She also has lupus, and she has IBS. And she motivated me because she could relate to me. And she knew exactly what I was going through, and it was the reason why I got started. And she said, you need to try this tea. She said, listen, it's not going to make you run. You know, we'll, you know, take a little bit at a time. She told me, start off with 4 ounces. See how your body reacts to it. And then she said, if it does, go ahead and do. And the one thing about IBS, you get bloating, a whole lot of bloating. Anybody out there ever had IBS know what I'm talking about. You get bloating. It's almost anything you eat. You can't eat any kind of fried foods, anything of that sort. Your stomach will bloat. One thing I can notice about the IB with the detox tea, it got rid of that bloat almost instantly. I did
awesome.
A lot of letting go a lot of stuff, but like that. So it was really, really good. That's what I liked about it. And another thing that attracted me to my niece was the fact that I noticed her hair grew. And anybody out there that has lupus understands and knows the hair can come out. And my niece, I remember her cutting her hair, but I also remember her hair growing back. And I'm like, what are you doing? I said, whatever you're doing, I got to have that. And she said, it's the Nutriverse. I said, Nutriverse, what is that? She said, it's a liquid vitamin. So I said, tell me more. I want to know. I need that Nutriverse. That was my thing. and I end up getting it in my got my full.
And I love hair. It too. Yes, flip it one time.
Yes, it was something that it took my confidence away when I had to. My hair was just I was just pulling my hair out, and I liked the Nutriverse. I used to be on what do you call D3, and it told me anything liquid it absorbs better into the body. But I'm gonna let my mother-in-law talk to you more about that. She can tell you a little bit more about the Nutriverse and how that works, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm gonna talk to you about the Nutriverse, which she really explained it thoroughly. It goes directly into the system, which is what helped me with the rheumatoid arthritis right away. I actually felt a burst of energy. I said, well, it's got the right name, it's Nutriverse. What I really also want to talk to you about is the MU oil that Kimberly has mentioned. The MU oil is excellent for arthritis as well. You can rub that. You don't need much of the oil, just a drop. Rub it into your hands and into the areas that you're having pain and discomfort, and it does help.
Wow, that's awesome. I actually have a question for both of you ladies, and I know that you both have had a lot of success doing these products, especially with health issues and different things like that. But what's the future for Total Life Changes or you two as a dynamic duo? Or is it just pushing the products, or like, do you see anything coming outside of the products? Like, what's the future hold for you two?
Well, I feel this way. The future would hold for me, and it would make me very happy to see more healthy people in this world. Yes. More people knowing how to take care of their bodies with something natural. All our products are natural. And learning and educating themselves about their bodies. I would love to be part of that education.
Awesome. How about yourself, Kimberly?
So one of the things I'll tell you, which I like, was to get me to be an independent, I have four children at home, as I say, and I wanted to be home with them. It was something I always wanted to do, was be with my family. Another thing was my husband, he has a desire to open up his own business. So outside of Total Life Changes, that's what I would like to do. I would like to retire early if I could.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Yeah, don't we all?
If that is, there is a few millionaires that are in this business totally just off of the tee. The Total Life Changes totally change their life.
Wow.
There are one lady by the name of Denise Lee. There was another one, so many people who are doing very, very successful. Bonita McLean, doing very successful in this company, running hard after the business, just doing very well. So we would like to give a shout out to them if they can hear me. But they're doing really wonderful. They, I can remember personally, Bonita Lee McLean is actually my niece's best friend. I can remember we were having a cookout at my sister's house, and she said, y'all, I really, really want that house. I'm just believing God for this house in Binsellum. And I can really remember her just trying to get that house. But she just purchased a $850,000 home.
Ooh.
So my shout out goes out to her and that crew, and I'm just proud to see what they're doing over there. And I'm going to see y'all in Atlanta.
And you're going to get that house too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're going to get that house too.
And then definitely. And they can get that from the fantastic compensation plan that Total Life Changes has to offer.
Oh, see, y'all got extra deals. Y'all got extra packages. I'm with it. How do we find a little bit more about the compensation plan?
Well, I can tell you about it. And also, you can go online, check it out. But I can tell you about it. I just want to ask a personal question. When you work, how many ways do you get paid? Most people will say one, right? My husband was funny. He said two. He's a barber. He gets paid by the client, and he also gets tip. Most people get paid once, but we here at Total Life Changes get paid five different ways. Could somebody say five different ways?
Five different ways.
All right. So our first way of getting paid is retail. So you go on my back, you go on my website, which is the website we gave you, the www.shop.totallifechanges.com/kmedley. And you go on that website, you will see my face and you will also see my name. And you will also, you can go shop. I get 50% off the point value of the product. Each item has a value of a point value of the product. The second way you get paid is if I sign someone up, Fast Start Bonus. If I sign someone up, you will actually get 50% off of the purchase, what they purchase from the item, from the whatever they purchased, whatever package they choose. So let's say if they do a $250 package and it's the point value is $150 or $125, that's what you would actually get. The third way is becoming binary qualified. Anybody know what binary is? Simply means two. You sign two people up when your left hand on your left leg and your right leg, you actually become binary qualified. Now you have tapped into residual income. The fourth way you get paid is, I like to call it the way you get paid, your person who I can't remember her name.
It's cool, you talk about money. It's okay. It's
but
okay.
It's the fourth way you get paid. You get 10 to 25% of how you get paid.
That's like the bonus.
Yeah, it's like a bonus.
So after the residual money.
And then you get your fifth way once you become a certain rank in the business, you end up getting allowance, which is a $1,500 allowance, I like to call it, a month. And they just do that because by that time you're going to be traveling, you're going to be talking to them and educating people all across the world, and you're going to be telling people about the business. So he allows us, Jack Fallon allows us to get a $1,500 bonus, and you can spend it on whatever you want. That's just for you. So those are five ways that you get paid with Total Life Changes.
That's amazing. I see why the whole family's involved. You know
what
I mean? Yes, I definitely see why the whole family is involved. So once again, if you can go tell people how they can find you, the websites, the telephone numbers, all that, let them know exactly how they can find you so we can get you that house too. I want you to have that house. But, you know
me
what
too.
I'm saying?
We're rooting for you.
You know what I mean? Your four kids growing up, they can be like, Mom, this is all for me. You know what I mean? That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Yes. My pot is getting full. So, but the way you can find me is www.shop.totallifechanges.com/kmedley. My phone number you can reach me is 267-600-2771. You can reach me on Facebook, K Medley. You can also reach me at Instagram, K Love. It's KLUV Love. And you can reach me that way. Here's my mother-in-law.
Okay, I want to keep everybody healthy. So when you want to learn more about getting well and staying well, my website is www.totallifechanges.com/Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, Medley, M-E-D-L-E-Y. My phone number is 215-275-5929. My email is thomasn96freeman@gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Cassandra Medley. And you can inbox me.
You guys should see them. They got t-shirts. I just noticed that they have wristbands as well. They Total Life Changes for real. I see it. That's great promo. Definitely. Don't forget to mention that barbershop. We're going to keep it all in the family here today. So tell the people they can find that barbershop.
So my husband is at the Backstage Barbers, with, Chanda Jones. She actually cut for some famous people. She's called Backstage Barbers for a reason. She cut for Tyler Perry.
His name.
Awesome.
His name. My husband's name. Oh, how can I forget? Tony Medley. He's really good. Cuts very well. So he's excellent.
Is the barbershop in Philadelphia?
It is in Philadelphia. You can the address is 1430 West Sheltenham Avenue, right here in Philadelphia, right near a cemetery, not far from the cemetery, not far from Board Street, Sheltenham and Board at 1430 West Sheltenham Avenue.
What part of the city that's in?
That's like West Oak Lane, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're in West Oak Lane right now, listen, make sure you guys go down there and get that haircut. Get that.
Check out Tony Medley.
Awesome. Are they taking walk-ins? He taking walk-ins?
They taking walk-ins. All you need.
Definitely. And you can get some tea down there, too. So you double whammy right there. Get some tea.
He sells it, too.
Awesome. So I appreciate you guys coming on the Revive Show today and showing and sharing your platform. It was really amazing to speak with both of you. I wish you much success in your future endeavors. Definitely.
Thank you so much for having us.
No doubt. Thank you. That was amazing interview once again. Total Life Changes. They're doing really big things. I'm excited for what they have coming up in the near future. They're going to Georgia. So if you are in Atlanta right now, listen, make sure you guys watch out for them because they're coming to you in a city near you. Definitely. We're going to try to get some audience members as well to come onto the Revive platform today to talk about their experience today here at the community event that they're having. Talking about health and wellness. We had a bunch of great guests coming on, but before we do wrap up, we do want to talk to some audience members today. Yo, Trueheart, was that not a great interview? Or was that not a great interview?
It was such a great interview. You talk about Total Life Changes. They came ready, and I feel like my life has been touched, and I didn't even drink the tea yet.
I know. Oh, I'm going to get some of that tea. I'm going to make sure we get some of that tea. I hope they save us some tea because I know it's going fast. Definitely.
I might have to take two samples.
But let's go ahead and vibe with our audience member today, Drew. Who do we have coming on? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Dwayne.
How are you doing today, Dwayne?
I'm good and yourself?
I'm good. So what brings you here today for this event?
Well, health is always of an importance, and, you know, especially right now I'm working on, you know, going on a personal health transformation. So, you know, just, you know, taking in the information that's been given, a very positive lecture platform, and whatever information that, you know, I can gain personally and that we can share with each other is very vital. You know, again, it's called Vitality Blueprint, so whatever's vital is, you know.
Especially when it's the blueprint, right?
Absolutely.
Especially when it's the blueprint. I love your threads, too. I love your jersey you have on right now.
Thank you. You know.
That's fly. That's a little stylish, definitely. So what did you take from it, right? What did you take from the blueprint today? What did you take from it?
Well, first of all, even with Lionel and sharing his story and inspiration of his 150-pound weight loss, that's very it's working.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
No, even the brother sharing his story, how he began his transformation. I think that's a story that, you know, can impact all of us and inspire all of us as well. Brother Cochise, I've been following him for a while, and you know, he shared some very relevant information. And you know, again, a lot of this information is, you know, is very important, and even from out of here, we can share with others and our families. And that's the most important thing is to share with our families and try to, you know, make, you know, health, you know, vital living as like a culture.
It's important that we do so. Some people really don't understand how important it is to make sure that you take care of self. You know, self-care is extremely important, and your health is what keeps you going, you know what I mean? So if your body is asleep but you're awake, how are you going to keep moving?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? How are you going to keep moving? We do also have another audience member as well today joining us here.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chef Joyce Nichols with FreshStartWithJoyce.com and Fresh Start with Joyce TV on YouTube.
Awesome. So what brings you here today to this wonderful event that we're having?
I follow Cochise on Instagram and Facebook, and he's been helping me to build my brand. I'm a wellness chef. And I help people to heal through a plant-based diet and things like that. And so we've been collaborating on bringing good health and nutrition and wellness to the community and for our people. And so I just came here to support and get some information. And he dropped it.
I heard him. I heard a little bit of definitely. And talking about innovative, you're a wellness chef.
A wellness chef. I created my own lane.
That's what I'm saying. Talk about innovating. So how has that been for you? How is that journey? How is that for you?
It's been fantastic because I've been able to really reach out to folks and let them know that you can heal yourself, mind, body, and spirit through food. And that's really important for our community because I feel like we have gotten away from that. Our spirit is so broken as a whole, as a collective, and we know that the ripple effect affects all of us, right? What happens to one happens to us all. And so it's important to share this information about health, to create healthy recipes like Definitely. I do, right? So that as a collective, we can all heal from mind, body, and spirit.
Definitely. And how important is mind, body, and spirit to you? I'm talking to Dwayne once again. We have Dwayne on the mic with us. How important is that to you?
I think mind, body, and spirit is definitely the foundation. You know, you have to heal on all levels, the physical, the spiritual, the emotional level, because they all plays a part. It's all a part of this whole spectrum of living, that which we call, you know, and having everything to be in balance is important. If one is off, then the next one is going to be affected. If our emotions are not in balance, then our physical won't be in balance. Mm-hmm. And how we think also contributes to our habits and how we eat and how we live. So they all are, you know, are together. So we have to feed. It's like I call it soul food for real. We have to feed our soul on so many different levels. We have to feed.
Love it.
Yeah. Once we feed our soul, we're able to feed our mind and feed our body at the same time. So that's a part of the whole healing, you know, I look at it.
And by you saying you're just now starting your journey, and you talked about spiritual, physical, you know, emotional growing. So what started your journey? Did you take one of those assets and start it that way?
Well, I've been on and off of my journey. Actually, I've been a vegetarian for quite some years, and in the process consuming some foods that, you know, such as like starches. Those things can add on to, you know, to your weight and to, you know, the whole body structure and everything. So I went through the whole process of losing and gaining and losing and gaining back again. And I think it was contributed from the emotional aspect. And that's what I'm really working on right now, is to find balance with the emotional, you know, how we all get into an emotional eating and we feel like we lack something. So we, you know, eat to overcompensate, or somebody, you know, has a broken heart. So they eat sweets, whatever the case may be. So I'm trying to, you know, now I'm just trying to incorporate all of it, including the emotional aspect. Before it may have just been the physical or the mental, but now I realize it's time to incorporate the emotional and do the emotional healing in order for healing.
Definitely. And he talked about being a vegetarian. By you being a wellness chef, how important is it for, well, honestly, let me ask this question first. Do you have to be a vegetarian or a pescatarian in order to live, you know, a wellness kind of life, you know, especially dealing with your recipes and whatnot?
Right. Well, I'm a plant-based chef. Okay. And so everything that I do is what they would coin as vegan. But I tell people just to start where you are. Even if you can only get like one day where you're doing a vegan diet or vegetarian diet, and move it into 2 days and then 3 days and et cetera. The thing about vegetarianism or veganism is to remember, especially for people with melanin in their skin, right? We are, if you think about plants are eat or get energy through photosynthesis, right? We are phototropic beings, right? Because we eat the plants that get the energy from the sun. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense.
Okay. So in other words, you don't get the most energy from eating the meat of the cow that ate the grass. You get the most energy from the plants that got the energy from the sun. So that's why having that as part of your eating is crucial.
Definitely. So how do you get people on that journey, though? It's really hard, you know, to stop eating the cow and just eat the grass.
Right.
How do you get people to take that journey with you and also trust you on that journey? How do you get the people who are involved and, you know, participating in what you do?
Yeah. Well, I was 208 pounds. And
no, you wasn't.
Yes, I was.
I have pictures.
Onto Instagram. You can find me, Fresh Start with Joyce, right? I had the pictures there with the belly out and everything. I was 208 pounds and I lost 70 pounds and now I'm at 120 pounds. And hang on one second, everybody. There you go. And I'm now 120 pounds. And so that came by way of juicing, right? If you guys know the concept of juicing, and it came by way of creating recipes myself for my body. You know, I'm from the countryside, so fried food is what it is all about all day, and gravy and creams. And so I had to change those recipes to heal the body, right? There's healthy creams that you can make. You know what I mean? You can make your food crispy without frying it. And so people looked at my journey and they said, man, if you can do, you did that with juicing, you did that with tell me more about being a vegetarian, you know? And so because, and I have a lot of love in my heart, everything I do is with love. And so because of that, yes, because of that, people, began to trust me to guide them in that way.
That's awesome. So they just positive vibe, positive energy.
Positive vibe. Right. And so this is the one thing, that I want to say real quick is that your energy, whether it is good emotion or bad emotion, is hidden in your organs. Right? They hide there. Mm-hmm. Right? And so in order, you might say that I want to lose weight and it might be physical weight, but I'm a big fan of saying that we all want to be healthy and we all want to be happy. Right? And so that those good vibes, that good energy starts with healing your organs so that you can cleanse out the negative toxicity in your body and bring in some good, natural, healthy energy.
Definitely.
To be happy.
Definitely.
Amen.
What you put out is what you get in.
That's right.
I'm with it.
That's
I follow
right.
that one all the way to the
That's
I
right.
follow that one. And Duane, for you, so she talked about, you know, the things that you have to give up in order to walk into that healthy life or that healthy spiritual journey, right? What is one thing that is really, really hard for you to give up right now? Especially when, you know, you're trying to get back onto your journey. What is that one thing that is really hard for you to give up?
I have a tendency to eat out a lot. You know, so basically,
what you eat when you eat out, though, you gotta tell it all. You gotta tell it all. What you eat when you eat out?
Vegetarian foods, vegan cheesesteaks, stuff like that.
Okay.
But my thing is that I might consume a little bit too much than I actually need, and you know, I want to get back into a program of being able to control my nutrition by, you know, I'm not the best cook. I'm not a chef, as Joyce is over here, but I'm. I know I'm working on trying to find recipes in order to, you know, do things for myself because, you know, even though they may, you know, they might have a restaurant that says vegetarian, doesn't necessarily mean they're the most healthiest,
right?
You know, diet or foods for you, you know. So that's why I need to definitely cut back on and especially will save some money. So, but that's the main thing is being in charge of my nutrition by taking a hands-on approach.
Mine is honestly... it's two things I cannot give up, and it's the combination of them two are the worst: rice and potatoes.
Oh,
right. I cannot shake the rice. I definitely stopped eating meat, though. I don't eat meat. I'm a pescatarian,
okay.
So I did take that leap of faith. Okay. I've been a pescatarian for the past 3 years, but when it comes to rice and potatoes,
right,
I cannot shake it.
Well. If you all are followers of Dr. Sabi's work and his legacy.
Rest in peace, Dr. Sabi.
Yes, Ashe. And Akil Anis, which was one of his students that wrote the God Awakening Diet. Phenomenal man, just full of wisdom and knowledge. But the one thing about starches is that starches do exactly what they do. If you use the spray starch on your clothes, what does it do? It makes it hard, right? The same thing is happening in our body with starch. It's hardening our arteries. It's coagulating our food and the fats and making our digestive tract just like that, those clothes when you iron them on the ironing board. And so if you think about rice,
I'm sorry.
If you think about rice and you think about potatoes, it will help you to eliminate those things from your diet just by thinking about on the basic level of what this thing is doing to my body. And also starches actually leach minerals from the bones.
Okay. Know that. You
absolutely.
Told me something.
Absolutely. So
I'm calling you Dr. Joyce in a minute.
Uh-oh. I'm coming for you, y'all. I'm coming. So it's important to eliminate the starches from the diet as much as possible. You know, everything in moderation, but as much as possible. But the one rice that we can eat, everybody, is wild rice.
Wild rice.
Wild rice. because wild rice is actually not a rice at all in actuality, but it's considered, you know, we have to call it rice because that's what it looks like, right? It falls in that family. But wild rice goes through the body, acts as fiber, gives you the nutrients that you need.
Okay. Okay? So I need a substitution, which is wild rice.
Wild rice.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Awesome. And last question for you, because I do have to let you guys go today. What's this hype? You know what I mean? When it comes to organic food, why is everybody hyping it up? You know what I mean? Why is everyone so in love with this word organic? Oh. I gotta have organic red juice. It's still red juice at the end of the day, right?
Is she asking me about organic? Okay, I'm gonna try to break this down in 1 minute or less. Okay. So genetically modified organisms, GMOs, is man-made, right? Fruit and vegetable. And typically, also we have hybrids. Hybrids have no seeds. They're man-made. And your body doesn't know what to do with them. Your body doesn't know how to break it down. It can't use the nutrient that's in it to a certain degree, but you get the most benefit from foods that have seeds in them and that are organic. Organic means that it doesn't have the pesticides on it made by Monsanto Company. Have to put them out there like that. But the pesticides aren't there that can cause damage to your DNA structure.
Hmm. Talk about
it. Okay? So what we find is that these chemicals and that these GMO fruits and vegetables actually begin to break down the proteins that are at the base level of your DNA. And so wouldn't we as people with melanin in our skin, right, wonder what is the conspiracy about getting us to break down our DNA structure? This is very crucial to understanding how to heal as a whole and as a collective, right? Understand that the foods that you put in your mouth affect your emotions, affect your mental state and well-being, affect your body's health and vitality, as Damien said, Coach E said. But it also allows us to energize ourselves in a way that these GMO foods cannot do. GMO foods have no energy and vitality. They are dead. Your body doesn't even know how to process them. We want to be energetic beings because that's how we were created.
Awesome. Thank you. I needed that breakdown.
Okay.
That's amazing. Thank you. I needed Thank that you for breaking that down. Yes.
Stephanie, and before My I let pleasure. You go, Duane, what is one thing that you would give advice? What is one a piece of advice that you would give to someone who's listening right now, especially after you set through, you know, the blueprint? Mm-hmm. What is one piece of advice that you would give somebody who's looking to start, you know, a wellness journey?
I would say don't be too hard on yourself. Start by self-acceptance. Once you accept yourself, not necessarily to accept any sort of ailment or whether, you know, be obesity or anything like that, but just accept and love yourself first. Because when you have self-love, you have self-acceptance, that will be the fuel for you to make these changes. You can look at yourself and say, you know what, I want to live and I want to be here for your family, your children, your grandchildren, whatever the case may be. You know, start to establish that self-love. The more you feed yourself that love, that's going to be the fuel and the catalyst for you to, you know, make these changes. And essentially, that's what a revolution is. You have to do a personal revolution by simply coming to grips of who you are.
Right.
You know, coming to grips of who you are. You know, so it's not about, you know, being down. A lot of us have different shapes and sizes, and, you know, whatever the case may be. But just accept yourself. You know, when you begin to accept yourself, then you don't have to criticize yourself as such, and you don't have to look for other people's opinions of you to dictate who you are. You know. Start with that first, and then let that be the catalyst for your own personal change.
Thank you for that one, though. I'm actually going to take that advice with me, and I'm sitting right next to you. Thank you. I appreciate you. And you, Chef Joyce, what would you leave the people? What kind of advice would you spread and tell the people right now who's listening?
I just want everybody to come to a space of loving yourself. And loving yourself is taking care of your body, taking care of your soul, taking care of your mind. When we really begin to love ourselves, then the love will then spread amongst our people and be good and lift us all up and create that ripple effect. So that's what I would say. Just get into the space of loving yourself. And that starts with eating healthy.
Awesome. And how can the people find you, your website, social media, things like that?
Absolutely. You can find me on www.freshstartwithjoyce.com, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under Fresh Start with Joyce.
Awesome. And do you do like any cookouts or anything?
Oh, I do cooking classes.
Awesome.
And I go on tour with a company called Boscov's Department Store.
Okay.
And I go around and I do cooking demonstrations for them. I do catering. I do all kinds of things. And so
I need
and
a business card.
Absolutely. Right. And I have a cookbook coming out this fall. All right.
We got to get you back on the show.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Yes, we're going to network. Drop me a business card. I'm going to give you a business card.
Okay.
As well. I appreciate you, Dr. Joyce.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you.
I'm going to put that into, I'm going to speak that into existence. I can see it coming for you, man.
Yes.
Because you're very articulate. You take your time and you break it down so the people can understand. You know, some people speak as if we're supposed to already know. Mm. You know, this is something that you educated yourself on and now you're spreading the knowledge.
Yes.
It's amazing that you're spreading this knowledge because some people withhold it. You know, once they find that key, that blueprint,
right,
they hold it in. So the fact that you're not being an oppressor,
right,
and you're spreading that knowledge is an amazing, because we want to continue to look at it. You know what I mean? Like how you kept saying, you know, we have melanin in our skin and people don't understand. We're being exterminated each and every
day.
Each and every day. By what we're eating.
Right.
That's the easiest way to get us. Right?
And we're choosing. We're choosing our destruction. We're choosing our death.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of choosing our destruction and choosing our death, let's choose life.
Let's talk about it.
Let's choose life.
And also running towards fear.
People
don't understand that trying new things, it's going to make you uncomfortable.
Right.
Trying new things is going to be scary.
Right.
But you got to run towards that fear.
Right.
And once you get it, you will look like you. Gonna look like you. 70 pounds lighter, man. I'm excited. So I'm definitely going to continue that network. I appreciate you coming on the Arrive platform today. Thank you, Dr. Joyce,
for having me.
Yes. Chef Joyce is in the building.
Thank you, everybody.
Follow her on social media. And if you're trying to get a cooking class, sign up right now. It's an amazing. She is going to be somebody. And I know you're going to do your thing.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
And so that wraps up another episode of Revive right now. I'm extremely excited for what we just did here today at this community event. It was amazing to see all this Black excellence. Everyone here just so happy to network with different people. All the lovely vendors that was here today as well. It was great to see the lovely vendors. They're always here talking about health and wellness and how important it is to, you know, create a healthy lifestyle and how important it is to have a healthy lifestyle as well. Chuhart, we just had an enjoyable time. We talked to a lot of people today. How was it for you?
It was so amazing. I'm so pumped up. I'm ready to go. I feel like I always say I'm fake healthy, but I think it's time to drop the fake and just be healthy. You have to invest in yourself. You have to continue to just make it happen and stop making excuses. Nehemiah Davis always says execution over excuses. It's just time to stop waiting and keep going. And that's just how I feel. I'm pumped up and I'm ready to go.
And we're going to keep it going because you know what time it is. We are live on timeforanawakening.com tomorrow morning starting at 11 a.m. We will be live streaming once again for our show entitled No Justice, No Peace on Revive. We will be talking about social justice. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll be back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. Live streaming starting at 11 a.m. You do not want to miss this. Once again, we are going to have Chuhart coming up with the Truth Series. You don't want to miss the Truth Series. Drop that title on them one more time.
Not at all. You guys do not want to miss the Truth Series. It is entitled The Puzzle of Peace. Tune in to Revive 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll be on around 12:15. And you guys just don't want to miss it. The Puzzle of Peace. In the meantime, be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook. And Twitter is Higher Level Com. That's Higher Level COMM. Guys, it's time to elevate higher. Stop making excuses for yourself and just continue to walk in your purpose. If you haven't found your purpose yet, keep it pushing because God has a way.
Definitely. And make sure you guys also follow Revive on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. Once again, that is Revive_POC on both Facebook and Twitter. We are going to wrap up this episode. Thank you, Mr. Booker, for allowing us to have this opportunity today to live broadcast down here with, you know, the folks in the community. You know how much we've been trying to get down here in this community for forever. And we're going to continue to spread the word each and every time we get on the mic that we want to be part of the community. So if you are listening right now, you have any community events coming up or anything like that, make sure you hit us up so we can come live broadcast at your event as well. Once again, it's me, your girl, POC. You know what time it is. I'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 11 a.m.